Welcome to the first episode of our Something Network podcast.
Hello, everyone.
So today I'm joined by Blocker, who has already put in his intro before I even introduced him. Thank you for that one.
Hey.
And myself, and I think you'll know who I am. So
Something Podcast episode one. Hooray.
Yeah, and I was just going to close this notification on my desktop, and then somebody started playing a game on Steam and went over the top of it. That was annoying.
Herp, derp, derp. Derp, derp. Yeah. Anyway, so what's happening with you lately, man? We just finished a recording session.
We did, and now I had the brilliant idea of making a podcast. And
yeah, just out of the blue, just said, "Hey, let's do a podcast." And I was like, "What's up, bro?"
Oh god, don't act black. Oh, I honestly have no idea how this is even going to come together. I really don't.
Neither do I. Let's give it a shot. So, what are we talking about first?
Then? I don't know. I'm just going to go open up PC Gamer so I can actually see my desk, my keyboard, and see what is on there. Should be something good.
About games and such? That's a good idea.
Yeah, should be something interesting on here. What we could talk about the new PlayStation.
We could, yes. The PlayStation 4. Ooh, exciting.
That is Bit interesting right now, isn't it?
It is.
I'm going to actually open up a website on the PlayStation 4 right now, because I know a few things off the top of my head, but I don't want to, like, spit out stupid facts that really don't make sense.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, so do you have anything, like, do you know anything off the top of your head about the new PlayStation 4?
Do I know anything off the top of my head about the PlayStation 4? I know that it's supposed to be a next-gen, big, massive, sarcastic quotation marks console. I know that it, you know, I only know the basics. I really don't know very much at all, actually.
Okay, so I'm just having a look at, I'm looking at this website called techradar.com, and it's got a bit of stuff on the PlayStation 4, like the features and that sort of stuff. Have you really looked into it much or not really?
Not really. I mean, I've seen pictures of the controller. I've seen images of the actual console itself.
Wait, you've seen images? I haven't seen images yet.
Haven't you seen any images of the controller?
Yeah, I've seen the controller. They haven't released the console image yet, though.
There were some leaked things about the console image, but it was said the people who released it said this is a picture of a very, very early beta.
Oh yeah, I see. I'm just Google PlayStation 4, and I don't know whether this is, this looks something like the PlayStation probably look like. I'll probably, depending on how I format this video, I may chuck an image up there right now. So if you're watching this on YouTube, because we'll probably put this onto the App Store as well, you'll be able to see it. If not, tough. Sorry. I can't do both. So, yeah, it looks pretty cool. I'm just looking up at this article, as I said, and if you hear any noise, I like playing with things. I don't know why. That sounds a bit wrong, but yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, everything sounds wrong from your mouth.
Wow, okay. It says here, backwards compatibility. They said the PlayStation 4 will not support PS3 games. That's a bit disappointing, in my opinion. Like, I like the PlayStation 2, how it had backwards compatibility with PlayStation 1.
And the very first PlayStation 3 did.
Yeah, and then they kind of got rid of it. Didn't they do that to get... I think I read somewhere they did it to save money or something like that.
They did it to get more money.
Yeah. Something like that.
Because there was no games for PlayStation 3 back then. There was only promise of very good ones. And people were just playing PlayStation 2 games and not buying any PS3 games. So
yeah,
it was just more so of the... more of the money, not so much money saving, but money gaining, money more efficient, more, you know, better for business, really.
Yeah. I fail to figure out, is this new controller, what is that thing in the middle? Like, you've got, like, it looks like, if anything, it looks like a flip-up, like, that little screen, but it...
The thing in the middle, you've just got the PS button, and then, like, a sort of, like, an iPhone-style kind of black, darker... thing,
so is that right? Yeah, is that nothing then?
I think that's just part of the style. I don't know. Maybe they're going to put something in there at a later stage, but at the moment it looks like nothing.
Yeah, to me it just looks like it's screaming like a flip screen, like little mini LCD screen, or
maybe it might have Maybe. I don't know. In the future, there might be some kind of... It might be a battery pack or something. I don't know.
Oh, that might actually be it, actually. Yeah, I don't know. But why would they put a battery pack on the front of it?
I have no idea. Sony do some weird
things.
They
do. Yeah, but I'm also looking up on this article, and they reckon it is going to be about $400 in the US.
Oh, really? That's
but
reasonable.
That, yeah. That doesn't sound right, actually, because...
It doesn't sound bad.
No, it doesn't, because when I bought my PlayStation 3, that was like $800.
When did you buy that?
Next to when it was first released.
Oh, really? Okay. I bought my very first PlayStation 3 when I lived in England, and I think... Well, I got it as a Christmas gift, but I think it was about £600.
Wow, that's fair.
Which equates to a... That equates to about... Actually, I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, the PlayStation 4, if you pre-order right now, is meant to be $900, apparently.
Oh,
so
wow.
This,
for
pre-order.
To lay down a pre-order?
Yeah,
or...
pre-order price through EB Games.
Fair enough. And what's the actual purchase price?
I don't know.
Probably close to around $900,
I'm
guessing.
I think so.
And you're paying for it just outright already.
Yeah.
Paying for a con... It's the same thing as what happened to Aliens, Colonial Marines.
Yeah.
It's like you're paying for a system that you don't know nothing about apart from the look of the controller and leaked images of a very early beta of the actual console itself. Have you seen any of the
images?
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember where I saw them. I just saw the caption that said, "I got this from a Sony employee. It's a picture of a very, very early beta."
Yeah, this image I'm looking at right now. I'll send it to you over Skype. But this is what I'm kind of looking at. And this to me looks like something that would probably be a PlayStation 4. Like, but this is the old controller or something like that. So I don't know whether this to me looks like a very early prototype or something like that. But
all right, let me take a look. Because I've seen official images of the PlayStation.
Yes. This is the one that should be on the screen before. Yes. I don't know whether this is it, actually. I don't know. It looks like...
Let me take a look.
Looks like something that would break. Actually, if that actually turns out to be PlayStation 4, I'd actually be pretty happy with that, to be honest.
Is this the controller or the... Yeah. Oh, no, it's loading. Did you send me controller or the actual thing?
It should
thing?
Be both.
Should be both? All right. It's loading right now.
Yeah. This other one. There's another nice PlayStation 3 controller. I don't know. you kind of can't really speculate too much with these different like consoles and that sort of stuff because, to be honest, it could be anything. Like,
this is true. Yeah, you are right there.
Like, I'm looking at another one. Like, there's a PlayStation 4, and to be honest, this picture of it is so far fetched. Like, the actual thing looks like it's made out of glass.
Yeah, I don't know, I think it's... No, it's still loading. This is playing up. My internet's been playing up for the past couple of days, so...
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'll chuck a few PlayStation 4 images in there that appear to be what they reckon it might be, but whether it actually is or not is a different story.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I definitely think I'll be getting a PlayStation 4 if it turns out to be any good, because to me, this is a big jump in... The sort of gap, because compared to a PlayStation 3, it allows so much more, to be honest.
Definitely, from what I've heard about
it. And it, to me, like, okay, so I'm always going to be a PC fanatic, right? That's always going to be what I like. But to me, this console, like with Sony, I think they're really trying to bridge that gap between a PC gamer and a console gamer.
This is true.
Yeah. I reckon as soon if they ever do, I think it would be one of the best decisions they could make, is to actually allow a console to be controlled via a mouse and a keyboard.
That is already compatible. That can already happen.
Can it?
Yeah, but it's really horrible.
Yeah. Well,
there's keyboard. They're special for the Xbox. There's keyboard and mouse attachments, but there's no point because you don't use many keys and. It's Microsoft made keyboards and they're made specially for the Xbox, so you still there's all XP, it's horrible. It's not good. It's not like a traditional game keyboard and mouse, it's Microsoft keyboard and mouse that are made for the Xbox with like Xbox symbols, Xbox buttons, and
so we appear to be having a little bit of technical difficulties here with Tom's internet because he's lagging quite bad. So if you didn't really understand anything that he really just said there, is he said that basically don't get them because they're useless. But to be honest, I reckon it'll be a lot better when they actually start like giving dedicated support and that sort of stuff to these things. Like, rather than having a keyboard that is made by one company, to be honest, it's got a lot to do with sourcing, like open source and closed sourcing.
It's true.
Yeah. Like with a lot of different things, like the best thing that Google did with Android is making it open source. Android is open source, right?
I believe so.
And with the worst thing Apple did was closed source it so much.
Closed source, yeah. Well, they did that because they want to make sure... They did that with their hardware as well. They don't release... They release every other part that they put in their computers. RAM. They use regular Intel CPUs. They use regular motherboard. Oh, no, sorry, not motherboards is the one thing they don't release. Special Mac engineered motherboards, and they don't release them. That's why they sell for about $5,000 Australian on eBay. It's because they don't market them. That's how they make sure you can't build your own Mac, and that's how they make sure you pay $3,000 for one.
Yeah,
because
I was looking at actually getting the Mac OS on my regular desktop, and the amount of compatibility issues that I was encountering, that sort of stuff, was just insane. And
it's not
it completely put me off. So Apple does a really good job. Sorry about that.
Of keeping their
products under wraps and that sort of stuff. To be honest,
yeah, they do that. They do a better job than Microsoft tried to do.
Like it took them so long to actually get a jailbreak out for the iOS 6 and 4S products and that sort of stuff, and up. Like I just recently jailbroke my 4S and iPad 4, and to be honest, it makes it so much better.
It does, yeah. I've seen your iPad, and it is better than the iPad 4.
Yeah, exactly.
And the 4S phone.
And like the amount of potential an iPad and a actual iPhone has that is like kind of like untouched and untapped. It's ridiculous.
And yet it's some of the most popular branded phones, because it's an iPhone, it's an iPad, you've got to have it because it's Apple. And even though it's terrible...
Yeah. It's just... Apple plays a lot on their brand, to be honest.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like a new COD game. It's like a new COD game comes out, you got to buy it. A new Apple product comes out, you buy it. It's that fanboyism in a way that entices everyone to come back and go, "Ooh, I want this because it's better."
Because yes, it's a better. Oh yes, definitely. Oh, I'm getting the iPhone 4S because it has Siri and slightly better front facing camera than the previous iPhone 4.
Like, to be honest, I never had an iPhone 4, but when I got my when I started buying iPhones, that stuff, I went straight to the 4S, and to be honest, the difference between the 4S and the 4 is so minimal that I don't even see that how that would even warrant a new model. Like, what?
I own an iPhone 4, and I have friends and family members who have the 4S, and the difference is just not even
like not you even can't you can't there. Hotspot, can you?
No, I can't hotspot. That was a feature of the
4S. Yeah, so I can hotspot, and the difference... and then everyone's like, Siri, 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 Siri. No, Siri, no. Because
Siri is...
We live in Australia, as everyone knows probably already. And to be honest, everything, whenever I go to like use Siri and that sort of stuff, it's always like, so say I'd want to find a shop or something like that. It always used to tell me that's limited to people that live in the United States and Canada. I live on the opposite side of the world. That's got no benefit to me. And I just paid like $200 and something more than I could have picked up
for the main feature of a new phone. That's the main reason people
buy the phone. And you can't upgrade. And to be honest, there's not the... Okay, sure. A lot of people would buy it in the US. But that's not their entire market in the US.
It's, I'd say,
like 20%.
65% of
the
market.
Well, okay, so you got like a lot of people in Australia that would buy it, England, Europe.
Yeah. Actually, the US probably is about 40%.
Yeah, it's only like, it's just less than half, I'd say, of the actual share. and they're completely knocking off the rest of the rest of the world for it.
It's just true.
And then you get the camera or whatever that's meant to be so much better and that sort of stuff. And to be honest, it's not that much better.
Yeah, you're right there. Yeah. It's the iPhone 4 camera is pretty stable, I'd say. I wouldn't say good, I'd say stable.
Yeah, or compared to like a camera that... Okay, so it's better than cameras that you go out and buy, like your regular digital camera these days that you go out and buy and spend all that money on. But to be honest, like if you really are going to like spend like $200 or whatever on a camera, you're going to want to get like a $200 camera over an iPhone any day because, of course, you're going to want to take it like professionally with your camera or whatever rather than iPhone. So you don't buy an iPhone to substitute as a camera. You buy an iPhone to make calls and use it on the fly, text people and stuff. You don't use it for the camera. The camera's a side bonus, to be honest.
A camera is a must-have with phones nowadays.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway,
so. The other thing I was going to say is the iPhone 5. Like, I haven't really, like, used an iPhone. Actually, I don't think I actually have used an iPhone 5 yet. But what do you...
No, my sister does. And my dad does.
Have you used one or not?
I've used one to play games on. I have called once on one. And to be honest, the audio quality is the same. I know the camera, both cameras are now HD. I know Siri is slightly improved, but that's about it.
So there's no massive differences main screen. Like 3.5 to 4-inch screen.
Mm-hmm.
And the titanium back, is it now? I think it's titanium.
Yes.
Okay, Tom's having a few lag issues again, but I can continue the conversation here. It is titanium. That's the main difference to me, because I have dropped my iPhone once. Actually, no, I've dropped my iPhone multiple times. But the only problem is mine's never smashed. And the only thing that's actually taken damage is the sides of it, which is alloy or whatever, which actually hasn't changed too much. And I am acknowledging that Tom still is going through a bit of lag here, so that's why I'm talking a fair bit. But to be honest, I reckon it is the best decision they could have made is to make it out of titanium because it's so much stronger. And I haven't actually used the 5, so I don't know what the actual screen size difference really is.
Are we back and stable?
Yeah, you're coming back now, so yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah,
the screen size, it allows for an extra one app along the bottom.
Oh, wow.
Yes, well, one row of apps, so that means an extra space for one more, right? I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, like, if I really wanted, like, I think what they did there was to try and compete with the Galaxy.
Yeah, definitely, the size of that thing.
Well, the Galaxy is, like... I'd say it's about a quarter of the width of a regular iPhone wide extra, and probably about nearly half the screen size taller would be Galaxy. And to be honest, I like that. I know that everyone thinks it's really big and heavy and bulky.
It is too big.
But like, if we just maybe shrink it down a little bit, that is probably the size you're looking at, I'd say. Because I'm looking at my iPhone right now, and there is so much space that could be used for, like, the screen that they've not really...
They've skimped out on almost.
Yeah, like, with the Galaxy, I think you've seen a Galaxy before, so...
Yeah.
they have such a minimalistic, like, surrounding. It's all screen. And I kind of like that. I don't know why I just do.
Fair enough. Yeah, I do. I like that, too. That's something that, you know, I don't really like how companies are, like... Or we can say the phone is this big, but when, you know, it's not going to be all screen, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be partially of the
surrounding body of the phone.
Yeah, the surrounding, the protection, the outline of black or white or whatever they have.
Yeah, the one thing I'm really kind of looking into recently, and I've told you this many times, is I'm definitely leaning towards a Windows phone now.
Oh yes, me too.
I don't know what I find so like attractive about it, but... It's better than... It's definitely, to me, it appeals a lot more than the iPhone 5 does to me.
Oh, yes. 100%.
And the only competitor that I'm really finding to the Windows phone is... I don't know whether to go Android.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a big debate. Android, Windows phone, iPhone. I've owned Androids and iPhones. I've never owned a Windows phone.
Yeah.
That's just me.
The only Android I've ever owned was a HTC Wildfire, and it was absolutely crud. I bought it and it was locked to, I think it was 2.3.2. And this was out when I think Android 3 just came out. And I was so far behind, and it just, like, I tried to play games on it, and it lagged so badly. It was just, it was horrid. Mm. And that's the only experience I've had with an Android phone, but I loved the customization of it. And that, like, to me, just from that limited experience, then I went to a 4S, the limited experience that I had with an Android, Android 1 over iOS any day to me, unless it's jailbroken iOS, and then that voids your warranty and isn't exactly legal either.
It's legal in Australia, but it's illegal to have Cydia.
Yeah. So basically, it's basically not feasible to really do it, because it voids your warranty, I'm still pretty sure, with Apple, isn't it?
Yeah, but you can easily just restore the factory defaults.
Yeah.
They'd never know.
Yeah, exactly. But just to be honest, like, I'd rather Android, which actually has virtually all those features already built into it.
Yeah, this is true. I like the jailbroken themes, though.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I was reading actually a post about the people that jailbroke the 6.1 of the 6.0 features and all that sort of stuff on 4S and that. And they said, there was a quote a while back from Apple, and they said, "We know what the consumers want. We do that with our products. Everything in the iPhone and iOS is what the consumer wants." Within 24 hours of this jailbreak going live, I think they said something like there had been 1.8 million devices jailbroken within 24 hours. And then they turn around and say, "We know what the consumer wants." Obviously, you don't know what the consumer wants, because 1.8 million people tried to jailbreak it within 24 hours.
Exactly. Apple know their customers, but they don't know what their customers want. Apple know that their customers are people who don't know how to use computers. Yeah.
Well, Apple, to me, now, they're going very simplistic, whereas Android's going, in a way, for lack of a better word, it's going further into the bridge between a computer and a phone. It's trying to kind of link those, to be honest. Like,
that's good. I like that.
That's a very simplistic view of it, but that's kind of what it's kind of doing. And then iOS is going simplistic, like, for the generation that hasn't really grown up with technology and that sort of stuff, and wants a simplistic phone because it's easy.
I mean, Apple is marketing to hipsters, old people, and kids. Don't you agree with me? Hipsters, old people, and kids.
Well, I agree that it's definitely marketed towards older generations. Like, I know my mum uses it. I know that my grandmother cannot use a phone to save herself. And, like, an iPhone, I've let her use my iPhone, something like that, to make a call or something like that. And she has this, like, Nokia brick thing that I bought her, because I was like, "You want a simple phone? Here's a Nokia." And,
very hard to break.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly my point. And I gave it to her, and she still couldn't really work out a Nokia, but I gave her my iPhone, and she worked that out perfectly fine, because it's touchscreen. It's so much simpler that you can just press the buttons, and it works, rather than trying to find the corresponding buttons on a keypad and then a screen. So, to be honest, it's advertised for her, my mother, who's in her 40s, and to be honest, it's probably marketed towards younger kids as well, because kids can, like, they can play, like, Angry Birds on there and all that sort of stuff, and they're happy with that. Whereas an Android is something that I'd use, because it has all this customization. I can make it look however I want. I can have apps on there that can't be used on Apple. Like, for example, there was a app a while ago for, this is going to Minecraft here, but there was a thing called, I think it was a Minecraft Server Admin or something like that, and it was an app, but it was exclusive to the Android market, because iOS didn't, or the Apple Store didn't allow it to be put on their store, because it violated one of their terms and conditions or something like that.
Oh, Apple, your terms and conditions are bullshit.
Yeah, and it just was so much better. It was just little things like that that you wouldn't really use otherwise, that you can then use on an Android. And I'm pretty sure, like, this is a stupid point here, but, like, games like Angry Birds, I'm pretty sure they're free on Android Market.
Yeah, really?
I'm pretty sure they were when I went on there. So, that was a bit of a bonus. But yeah, well, that's, so to me, Android wins over iOS any day. That'll always be the case. But then comes the question, Windows Phone versus Android, what wins?
I don't know. I've never owned a Windows Phone. I've owned Androids before, but not as much as I've owned iPhones and things, so I can't really be the judge of that.
Yeah, it's just, it's an interesting topic, to be honest. Like, I just bought the new Office Suite, as I think I told you.
Yes, you did.
And I really enjoy it, because I think to be honest, it's a lot better than previous Office Suite sensor stuff. But it also uses these features like SkyDrive and that sort of stuff. This is a different, I'm not going to get into that discussion I was just thinking of just then, maybe later. But it's meant to be used, actually I'm kind of getting to that, this sort of topic as I'm talking about it now. It's meant to be used with Windows products. For comparison here, remember how I was telling you a while ago that NVIDIA just was releasing their own little, like, releasing their own version, like a portable gaming device. And I I told you that it would stream from your NVIDIA graphics card.
Yes, that was awful. Yes. It was an awful idea.
I'm turning my fan for a second. But this was, so you have an NVIDIA card. It ties in heavily with this NVIDIA, I don't remember what it's called actually. I can't remember at all. But it ties in with this game device. But, okay, so you got those devices like that. This is what everyone is going for now. So this new Office Suite, it's meant to be used with Microsoft products. So you have this Office Suite, it's meant to be used with the Surface. It's meant to be used with the Windows Phone.
And
and then like with the, so Microsoft has its own SkyDrive, which is their version of iCloud, Dropbox.
Yeah, fair enough.
And all that stuff. And then iCloud is Apple's version, which is meant to be used with Apple products, MacBooks, Macs, iPads, iPods, iPhones. And then Google has their version, which is Google Drive, and that's meant to be used with Androids and that sort of stuff. To be honest, everybody is making their own features that are meant to be used with each other, but that to me is really hard because, okay, I want to use like Microsoft Office, but I don't want to have to buy a Windows Phone just so I can edit a document or something like that really easily. Yeah. I want to be able to buy like a phone that I think is good and then to have all these features in one, but I can't because these developers and that are limiting them to their own personal device so they can make more money from it.
This is true. Yeah, companies are always out to do this kind of thing, just, you know, limiting things and putting things you know, that kind of way, just making money. It's a money making thing, nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah, but this is wrong, don't you think that like companies like Google and Windows and all that sort of stuff and Apple should come together and see what they can make together. Because if you combine the stability and all that sort of stuff of the iOS with the functionality and customization of an Android, and then the marketing and brand and security of a Windows device, if you combine those together, what can you create?
A very cool thing that will never ever happen because these companies are rivals. They're not friends.
Yeah, but exactly. But you'd create the future so much, like, in a way, I don't know whether it'd be quicker, but it would certainly improve the quality of our devices, to be honest. You wouldn't have a release like from Apple within like a year after they release the iPhone 4 to add a better camera and a stupid talking robot that doesn't even work in most parts of the country or the world. You'd have a proper release.
It would take 1.5 years to 2 years. They would space out nicely. You know, I totally get what you're saying here.
Yeah, it's just,
but it will never happen. It is a very openly utopian idea. It's not going to happen. It is, I it's good. It's a good idea, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, it would just be, it would be so much better if it did, but that's living in a dream world.
Yes, that's living in a world where, you know, everything's perfect.
Yeah, it's like, it's also annoying right now. Like, they say that, I know Valve's developing the Steam box or Valve box or, I don't know what they're calling it, but that's meant to run Linux. Then Microsoft's developing the new Xbox. Sony's developing the new PlayStation. I heard rumors that Apple might be going into the console market as well.
Oh, God.
And then I heard something. Then Nintendo's got their Wii, and I think they just released their Wii U or whatever it was called.
Yeah, the Wii U. It's apparently fairly good. Yeah,
and then like, I think there's probably another console coming out. Why so many consoles?
I know.
I'm like, that's separating the market so much.
It's really stupid.
Like, yeah, go on.
Consoles are dying, like I said before. If you take a look at just some of the charts, I mean, I'm sure Blake will put up some graphs and things in the images. If not, then screw you. I'm sure that, you know, as you you probably know, you can see that, you know, that the PC, the power of a PC just far outweighs the power of a console, and is because companies are more concerned with pleasing their largest market, which is casual gamers, rather than gamers like myself and you, Blake, that are hardcore, or not hardcore, but, you know, gaming is our main hobby and source of entertainment, and, you know, what we have sitting on our desks is about 30 times more powerful than what we have, you know, sitting on our shelves over next to us, you know, our PlayStation 3s.
Yeah, exactly.
Are nowhere near as powerful as our PCs, and, you know, it's hindering the game industry. It really is.
Yeah.
If you're going to make a console, make it as powerful as a PC, or just don't make consoles at all.
Yeah, exactly.
I really don't agree with people being like, consoles, new consoles.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, it really kills everything, to be honest, when they do that.
Mm. And I don't want to make the argument that PC is better than consoles, even though it is, in my opinion. And trust me, I'm a converted console gamer. Don't think that, oh, you're just a PC gamer who's rooting for what he's always known. No, I'm not. I'm a converted console gamer. I was an avid fan of, I always used to think, oh, PC gaming, PCs, you know, PCs are for web browsing and things like that, and I used to be a hardcore, you know, proper PlayStation 3 gamer, but as soon as I started to get into Minecraft, as soon as I started to get into other games, I just fell in love with PC gaming, and the rest is, as I say, history. I'm converted, I've played a lot on both, and I can definitely 100% say that PC is much, much better.
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking at a few graphs and that sort of stuff right now, and so this is just this is like software revenue and that sort of stuff over the last few years and 2 years into the future. So this is predicted software revenue as well for PC and consoles. So this revenue is meant to, I don't know what the value is. I think it's $1 billion. But the game software revenue for a console, for the console genre, so not just an individual one, collective body, was apparently $23 billion in 2008. Whereas a PC only got about $12.5 billion in 2008.
Yes, I mean,
and this is meant to be. So that shows the difference in the console to a PC. But then, whereas in the year now, it is predicted to jump. From a PC is meant to have about an estimated revenue of $18 billion to a console that has dropped to about $21 billion. And then by 2015, it is meant to be that the PC surpasses the console with $23 billion in revenue compared to a console with $21 billion in revenue.
This is what we want. More people, more and more people lately are buying and playing PCs.
Yeah. I to be honest, I think a lot of the time, PCs scare people. Like,
yeah,
they're really intimidating. Because when everyone goes, oh, you need these minimum specs and all that sort of stuff to do that, if a person doesn't know much about computers, they go, what the hell's that?
Yeah, what is this? What does all this mean? I can just buy an Xbox or I can just buy a PS3 and play a game straight
away.
Exactly,
I don't have to worry about buying a compatible motherboard with a graphics card and a processor and a...
And I don't need to worry about, you know, upgrading every 3 years. And...
Sure, it's easier, but it's to be honest, it's becoming...
It's an inferior gaming experience.
Yeah, and the people are starting to see this and they're starting to think that, okay, well, maybe we don't want to do this. Maybe we want to go to the PC market. Maybe we don't want to go console exclusive. Consoles will forever, in my mind, they will be families. That, to be honest, if I have a family and I want to play a game, PCs will never... Tom's lagging a little bit there. But PCs will never be able to support a family like a PlayStation will be, where you can sit around the couch... You can use a few controllers and you can play a game. A PC is always a solo experience and you are connected with other people around the world. And that you cannot replace that with a PC.
A console.
Yeah, well, a console can never be replaced by that. And you are still lagging, so I'm still trying to talk over you. but that's always what it's going to be. And that is why console sales, to be honest, I think have improved a lot recently. And PC... sales have been kind of questionable. I don't...
Yeah.
Nope, you're still lagging.
Am I still lagging?
Yeah. Okay, so as we kind of said at the start, this is a sort of a test sort of thing, and Tom's still got bad internet right now, but that should be fixed in the future. But so yeah, this podcast is kind of a bit of a test for now. I don't know how well it's going to go or anything like that.
Okay. Is that improved the quality of what I've been doing?
Yeah, by the sounds of it, you're coming back up now. If you want to try and comment on that.
Okay, so I just quit what I was doing. That's all good. Yeah.
Actually, make that lag still. So.
Let me go back.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah. I wanted to definitely. I was going to say
there
something.
We go. There we go. Talk.
I said I completely forgot.
Oh, okay.
What I was going to say.
Okay. But yeah, I think you're starting to improve again.
Yeah, I had to quit out of what I was doing.
Yeah, you're just very sped up at the moment.
Oh dear.
The beauties of Australian internet. Wouldn't you say?
At its finest, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, at its finest. Oh, it's just that my internet company's been awful. Just looking it up on ISPs right now, but... what can you do?
Yes, so you're still...
It comes back in... What is it, 3 days now it comes back, so...
Yeah.
Nope, once... Yeah.
Yep, he's like... So, I'm just going to kind of talk over him and that sort of stuff. I'm going to give him a few minutes to kind of, sort his shiz out. but, yeah, so we kind of have talked about a few things in this podcast today, and I kind of have... got across what I wanted to sort of say. Maybe I have another idea of something to say towards the end of this podcast, and I'm pretty sure Tom wanted to say something, but I think he's forgotten. But yeah, we're not like... Me and him, we're not going to sit here and say, buy a console, buy a PC, buy this, buy that. That's not how we are. We have our own opinions as gamers and teenagers in the world of 2013, however it is right now. But... It's never going to be like a... I never want to sit back and tell someone that you can't buy this because of this. Because that's my opinion. I'll buy something.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Everyone.
Everyone's
entitled to their own opinion.
Yeah, because something that's good for me might not be good for Jimmy down the road or Fred up the street or something like that. Okay, your internet seems to be back again.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Yeah, it's but I think I just needed some time to sort myself out after I quit out of what I was doing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, as you were saying, consoles, you know, they will always have a place in the gaming community. Just make things a bit more universal.
Yeah.
Develop things for the PC rather than the console, because right now things are being developed for inferior systems with inferior controllers, inferior, you know, systems. And it's really hindering the gaming experience of PC gamers.
Yeah.
How I believe, how I, this is, again, this is my opinion, how I believe it should be done is games should be developed for the PC and then ported to the console, downgraded in graphics and playstyle. And you get, this is how it should be. You get the console experience on a console and the PC experience on the PC.
Yeah, because that makes sense. It doesn't make sense to, like, it's like when you're doing image resolutions, that's stuff. It is the exact same thing. It's like, I can't upscale a 480p image to 720p without blurry and pixels and that sort of stuff. Same with 720 to 1080. It just doesn't work. But I can downsize a 1080 to a 720.
Yes, it doesn't work.
It works that way. And that's how it should be done. So, Tom...
That is how it should be done, yeah.
So, you're still lagging again, so... but, yeah, so it should be from the best possible graphics should always go be downgraded rather than upscaled from the worst graphics. Because that actually doesn't make sense. Or it actually makes sense to downgrade rather than upgrade. Because that's kind of common sense there. I might just cut the podcast for a second here, just while we sort out Tom's internet here. We'll be back in a few minutes, just while we do this. So, thank you for watching, and we'll be back shortly. Welcome back. Sorry about those technical difficulties there. Tom
having quite a few issues.
Yes, but that was always bound to happen for a first episode or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, this was sort of a pilot, I guess you could call it, of the Something Network podcast, or the Something podcast, or whatever you wish to call it.
No idea what it's even going to be yet.
Yeah, this is just a pilot, a test run of just talking about random things. I realised this entire thing was about new hardware and things, but, you know, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
That was what the mood we were in for talking about.
Yeah, it was a test of concept, in a way.
Yeah, we're going to release this just on YouTube, and we'll see how it goes. No one is going to listen this far anyway.
Yeah. In a way, I kind of wanted to make it a little bit longer, because there was a few more things I kind of wanted to discuss, but...
Comment banana if you made it this far.
Yeah. but yeah, it was just... I think this was long enough for a pilot episode, I'd say.
Yeah. What was it, like 40 minutes or something?
Yeah, if you guys want to like see like a longer podcast or shorter podcast, or it's about right.
I would say shorter.
Yeah, because when I go to watch a podcast or something like that, like I sometimes watch the TGS one, which is the Game Station one with Total Biscuit and that sort of stuff on there. His is 2.5 hours.
Yeah, I listen to the Shaft Hat Chat and the Og Pod, and they normally last ranging from about an hour to 2.5 hours, and I normally break it up over a course of a day.
Yeah, I can't sit here and listen to a podcast for 2.5 hours. Like, that would drive me nuts.
I normally I listen to it front to back when I'm doing something else.
Yeah, that scares me off, to be honest. When I see 2.5 hours on a video, I go, nope.
I break it up.
Yeah. But as I was also going to say is, I guess maybe we in, I don't know, in the next episode, because I think it's a bit unfeasible for the next episode or the next part of the podcast, if you guys want to see this again. Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't know about Tom, but I'm interested in doing this virtually no matter whether it gets like 50 views, 3 views, or...
I mean,
million.
It's a good venting.
Yeah,
thing. I mean,
yeah.
You can do it.
It's a good way to talk, I reckon, and kind of get like a bit of discussion going like that. I don't really care how many views it gets.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll see what feedback it gets, and we'll experiment with it.
But what I was going to say was, I don't know whether for a future episode, and from then on, is whether you guys want to have our webcams going or something like that.
Ooh, and... facey action.
Oh God. But whether you guys want to do that or something like that, I don't know. It all depends on what you guys want to see. I don't know how feasible that would be, but yeah, it would have to require me to screw around with a few ways of getting this going, which is what I plan to do anyway. But yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see in the future.
Yeah. For the next episode, which will, I guess, will be next weekend, And I also don't know what day we're going to be putting this up either.
Soon.
Yeah. It'll be Sunday, Monday. It probably won't be Tuesday. It'll probably either be Sunday or Monday. But anyway, what we kind of want to talk about is a bit about Minecraft.
Yeah, Minecraft.
Maybe some sort of like upcoming games and that sort of stuff. So I know Tom's looking forward to The Elder Scrolls Online.
Hell yes.
I'm looking forward to SimCity, and I'm also looking forward to Company of Heroes 2, which Tom probably has never heard of.
I've heard, but meh.
But yeah, we'll kind of do a bit of research ourselves and then kind of discuss each one a little bit.
Come back.
Yeah, they're my two things I want to talk about, and I'm sure Tom will come up with something he wants to talk about between now and
Elder Scrolls Online.
Already got that.
Oh, yes. Oh, I could spend the entire podcast just talking about that.
Oh, gosh.
Which I won't, because yes. It will be exciting, but repetitive slightly.
Yeah. So, I'm sure Tom will come up with something else he wants to talk about between then. I'll probably come up with, like, a million things. So, we'll probably take notes throughout the week or something like that. If something pops into our head, we'll go, oh, that, we want to talk about that.
Write it down in my iPad.
Yes. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed our very first part of our podcast. Again, sorry about the issues.
Oh, and send questions to tom@somethingnetwork.com and blake@somethingnetwork.com. Those are the emails.
Yes, and what I was also going to say is guests. We are willing to have guests on here.
Hell yes.
But I don't know how we're going to go about that yet, whether they're going to be like staff members on the server, whether they're going to be... anybody else that wants to like kind of do a collaborative sort of thing,
other channels, yeah. Maybe not big ones, but you know, small time channels that are like, hey,
yeah,
you know, let's team up, let's share subscribers, I need subscribers, you need subscribers, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we may also have like sort of guests, like I know we had Kieran in Tekkit. We might have him back for an episode, a podcast or something like that. I don't know.
Maybe we'll see how the things roll.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of opportunity and see what comes up at the time.
Yes.
So yeah, got anything else to say, add or anything?
No, nothing. I am completely fine with how this went.
Okay. Yeah, so I hope you guys enjoyed listening to us talk for about 48 minutes or so.
Jeez.
We're totally not that exciting, but yeah.
I can't even do that.
Neither. And I have to edit this, and then I have to go back and edit a whole bunch of chivalry. Yay!
Woohoo!
But yes, look forward to... Well, this will probably... I'll probably chuck this up before the chivalry comes up. Or I might chuck a chivalry episode up first. But look forward to some chivalry coming up. Tom's got some Skyrim coming up.
Hopefully I still have to edit it.
If Tom gets around to recording a bit more and edits it out, he can possibly give it to me and I'll upload it for him.
Yeah.
But yeah, that should be coming up over the next week or so. So basically, loads of content this week. Sorry about last week with the lack of content. but yeah, we'll have loads of stuff coming up this week.
Yeah.
So yeah, hope you guys enjoyed and we'll speak to you later.
Later, guys. Catch ya.